I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This Rise Guys podcast is fueled by the best beer on the planet. Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Brewed locally by Thomas Creek Brewery and created especially for the P1s.
Yeah.
Ask for it by name. Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Find a location near you at 933theplanetrocks.com. Drink responsibly. Now cheers. The Rise Guys Morning Show
with Matt Mann.
Why is it, though, that I feel more naked when I'm just sitting there naked wearing shoes than I do when I'm naked?
9.
If anybody knows the lady with the Ouija board tattoo on her chest, I would like her number, please. Thank you.
8.
It's true. I've never been to Dollywood or Twitty City.
And Fat Boy.
When you eat like I do, the phrase dropping the kids off at the pool doesn't really work. It's more like leading the cult off the cliff into the ocean.
The Rise Guys every morning. 93-minute rock blocks all day.
93.3.
The Planet
Rocks!
I hit a possum this morning.
The ghost of George Jones.
No, a real possum.
Oh, okay. One of those.
I don't know if it was an opossum, but it was a possum.
In the road?
Now, where the hell else?
He's in a boxing ring.
Put him up. Come here, you possum.
He punched a possum in the
you're
face.
You're being a pussum is what you're being, you possum.
Like,
come
you
on.
Punch him or do you
hit me with your best shot.
Yeah, see, Matt ran off the
you
road.
Posse.
He was driving through the trees, and he hit a possum.
This woman, I swear, I love her. Sometimes
just, you know, color up the story a little better.
No, I did not physically assault a possum or opossum. I was going out, I'll tell you the specifics. I was going down State Park Road, coming to work this morning, and I saw it, you know, coming across it. And them things,
ugly.
They walk so, you know, their legs are so small, and I don't even know if they have legs. I think they just have feet.
Yeah.
I don't know that they have legs. You ever seen a possum leg? No.
No,
I have
that's
not.
True.
They have legs.
Well, regardless, that thing's scurrying across there, and then it turns and looks at me. There's nobody coming in the other direction, so I'm like, all right. But I still don't want to hit it. So I kind of go over to the side of the road where it's like, you know, where they have the it's like Braille on the side of the road.
Yeah, the rumble strips.
Yeah. I go on Shoulders. To that, and all of a sudden,
wake up!
I heard it go. Like that. And dude, aww. I don't know what this is about me. I'm in a SUV off the ground a little bit and everything. I lift my feet up. I lift my feet off the floorboard as I drove over that opossum.
Oh.
And I even did a Kegel too, I think. I
did
like lift it off. Like, what is in my mind telling me, like, ooh, you're going to get possum guts on you? Lift up. Lift your feet up.
Because you still might feel it. You might feel the head smack against your foot.
Oh, so all these emotions are, I'm going from, oh, no, a possum to, oh, God, don't drive off the road to, oh, God, lift your feet up to.
Unless you're Fred Flintstone, I don't get the lifting your feet up.
I don't get it either. That's what I'm trying to figure out.
I like the story better if you
but
get out and find
as
it.
I lift my feet up and do one of probably two Kegels, all of a sudden, my rear end got a little sideways.
Oh
man, the car?
The car.
Oh, okay.
Not my butt. Not my butt.
Goodness.
That sucker goes, whoop. And you've always heard that about possums, how slick they are.
Yeah.
As far as when you run, when you run over a possum, like, it'll slide you.
They are slick. They're greasy.
I've run over a couple possums, I guess, in my life, several probably, but I've never had one go sideways on me.
It must have been a big possum.
I mean, it was medium size, I guess. I hope not.
Oh, stop.
I hope not.
He killed a pregnant possum.
No, it was a dude possum. Okay. It was a dude possum.
He didn't look.
It has relatives.
But
I hope they're not listening.
It was so many. Like, think about the emotions of not panic, but, oh no, I don't want to hit this possum too. Don't. You just got great coverage from Pennington O'Sullivan Insurance. Don't drive off the road. What? How'd you damage your vehicle? Oh, I didn't want to hit a possum. So I kept that together, and all of a sudden, lift up. Ooh, this is gross. To hands back on the wheel, you about to go sideways. What in the hell? What other kind of animal will you hit that'll? It's got that much grease in it, make you just slide sideways. I've never in my life.
Well, people talk about hitting birds, and it's still in the grill when they get out. It's kind of all paralyzed. Clipped.
Dude, best story ever was Mary's mama. We lived at Poe Mill. She went. It's taking me to school. This is for the 2 months I went to Lakeview Middle School before we moved.
Yeah.
You remember this story?
I don't think so.
I get in the front seat, ready to go. She cranks up the car. Feathers go everywhere.
Oh, yeah, man. No.
There was a bird up in the hood.
A lot of people done that with birds.
That was a great story.
Cats will leave kittens in the engine block because it's warm.
Stop.
It happens.
Yeah,
it
but
does.
Then she turned the van on. I'm like, God, Manny.
You're supposed to knock on the hood, right, or the wheel well.
I went four-wheeling. I did. I just went, woo. I've never felt that feeling of I've hit it with like black ice, regular ice, and you know wet roads and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But never have I had an animal's grease sling me sideways.
Must have slid across his balls.
Yeah, now I've seen a lot of people that had posting damaged vehicles hitting deer recently. I mean, it's that time of year.
Well, you said you ran through a gaggle of them the other day.
I ran through a pack of them, man. I was like. Driving in days of thunder, weaving through these deer last weekend.
Yeah.
On Highway 86.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah.
There was a dozen of them all over the road. Somehow I didn't hit a one because I'm pretty good at driving and lucky as hell.
You'd be whole trickle.
I was.
I see them and I'm like, you know, where the bucks at? But people say their horns fall off.
Milwaukee.
They could be bucks regardless.
They're all small, most of them, very small.
These are big ones out of Pickens County, man. They all eat when I'm coming to work.
Yeah.
Off the side of the road.
Last deer I saw was in Weaverville, and it was a doe and a buck, and the doe was really big. And that's what I'm saying. You're saying about the antlers and stuff is that the doe was really big and husky, and then the buck had a nice crown, but it was kind of small in stature. And I was like, whoa, we know who wears the pants in that family. But then I was like, well, maybe that was a buck whose head fell off. Or his gimmick fell off.
Probably didn't see two bucks together.
No.
Yeah, like.
Antlers or crowns? Where are you on that argument? Fighting.
I don't know how many points a doe is if it's bigger. No. How many points is it?
I don't know. Might have been a pregnant doe.
If you kill a doe, they take two tags from you, I think.
If it was a pregnant doe, he would have ran over it.
I would have not. Would have slid me sideways.
Terrible.
You ever ran over a possum, fat boy?
Not a possum, but squirrels are plenty.
Yeah, I've hit a possum once.
And I still do the foot thing.
Or hit him old Crown Vic.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, it was in the middle of Anderson, like in town.
Does your butt pucker when you run over a... Why'd you dump that? I said butt pucker.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
Go ahead.
I thought you were giving me ideas for tomorrow.
Jimmy, do you have a physical kegel when you run over an animal?
Nah, usually not, man. If it's a big one, I do. A big animal. Mm-hmm. Like when I've hit deer in the past, yeah.
How many deer have you hit?
Three or four.
Good Lord.
I broke an axle on a deer one time.
My daddy totaled a car.
I broke an axle on a Honda Passport hitting a deer.
My daddy was in an Oldsmobile Delta 88. Yeah. Big old brick of a vehicle. And my daddy totaled the car hitting a deer. So imagine the size of the deer that totals an Oldsmobile in the 80s.
Yeah. One time I hit a deer to put it out of its misery on Belton Highway in Anderson where you turn left to get 29 to go up past the jockey lot 85. Yeah, I was on my way to work one morning when I was 18, 19, when I still lived down there, and it was in the road. It had already been hit. The back end of it had been hit. So it's in the road, and it's using its front legs to try to get out and move, but it can't go anywhere. So I just went ahead and hit it to put it out of its misery.
You didn't break the legs?
You didn't do a Freddy Got Fingered moment and kind of put the body on and wear it around?
I lined up the head to put it out of its misery.
Maybe that was a ghost deer you saw, an apparition on the way to work.
You didn't have to back up and like you got it the first time?
Yeah, I just lined it up.
Oh man. You're the car ride by.
what a good Samaritan you are. Yeah, I mean that's
when I broke the axle on being a good Samaritan. Cost me $800.
Yeah, but still, you paid it forward, I guess.
Did you get it out of the road? Or you just leave it there?
No, that's back when I was like 450 pounds and crippled as hell. So I couldn't have got it out of the road.
Yeah.
I had to leave it for somebody else.
Okay, so.
But they're all over Highway 25 on the way to work, and they just sit there for days until they're like, look like they've been put through a blender.
Oh, that's awful. I'm going to throw up.
Oh, my God, man. Some guy said that a guy at his work hit a cat in his Prius and it tore his old bumper off.
Yeah.
Good Lord. What, that had to be a freaking big old possum.
Oh, yeah. I wouldn't want to hit a deer in my car right now. It would be done.
Oh, yeah. I'd die.
No, I think I'd be all right, but the car would be done.
Yeah.
What else have you hit, Jimmy? Four deer, mini squirrels.
No, Fat Boy hit many squirrels.
How many squirrels have you hit?
I don't know if I've ever hit any, maybe a few.
I thought Fat Boy hit many pearls.
I've hit a bird or two.
You hit any fat rabbits?
Where they kind of fly in front of you and you just hit them.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I've killed a zillion bugs.
Okay, but no other, like, larger animals?
I never hit a cat or a dog or anything.
I ran over a beaver, I think. Whatever you call them on Saluda Dam Road in Easley. I think I did.
Groundhog?
A beaver?
Whatever you call the ones.
It's probably a groundhog. There's a lot of them out there.
There are. There's a ton of groundhogs around.
Still an argument on what you call woodchucks, according to commercials.
Beaver's a beaver. Ain't nothing else to be confused with.
Well, I couldn't see
big
the
flat
bottom.
Tail, big buck teeth.
Hit it in the head just enough where it kind of knocks them off the side of the road.
Dude, I avoid looking, and I think I Chris Angel, actually, when I run over an animal. I like levitate.
You become irrelevant?
Devil Worshipper.
Come in. No, I levitate. I don't even know that I have to think about it. I think I just come up off the seat a little bit. Ooh. Oh, that's such an awful feeling. Mad World, replicate that feeling in your dark room. Instead of thinking you're touching blood and guts, make me think I just ran over a possum. I'd freak out.
Ugh. Be sliding. Mm-hmm. Sliding all over again.
Sliding all over the place.
I've never run over a skunk.
I want to talk to some of these people texting in need to call because I want to hear about wild game vehicle slaughter.
Yeah, you don't hear from a trucker who's like, man, I was in Minnesota, I hit a moose.
That's the thing. Like, okay, I don't want to hear about dogs and cats. That's sad.
No, please.
If you got a good deer story, you know, fine. Like if you did like in the remake of Vacation where old Ed Helms drove through a deer.
Oh, God.
I mean, it happens.
It's happened. I'd like to hear that. Or if you truckers especially, you boy, down in Florida, probably ran over a flamingo.
Alligator. I hit a gator.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
93.3 The Platter.
Wussy words that rhyme with that. That's what I'm being called because when I run over animals, even if they're dead, I lift up my feet. I butt pucker. I kegel. I ran over a possum this morning and did the same thing and then... At sucker, I've always heard that they were so slick and so greasy. Ugh. I just, sideways, man.
Yeah, they serve no purpose as an animal.
No, everything usually does.
Yeah. No, not a possum.
What good is a possum?
None.
I get it with a snake. The snake argument I concede to. I got hollered at years ago by Jimmy because I ran over a snake on purpose.
Yeah.
I went for the snake.
Who's going to eat the rats if you run over the snake?
Possums.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Possums, they eat snails, slugs, spiders, cockroaches, rats, mice, and snakes.
Not eating this slug.
No, absolutely not. So now we're having a contest to see who can have the best running over an animal story. Jimmy's run over four deer, at least, a whole bunch of other animals, too. I got a good text to read in a minute, but first, let's go to some phone calls, because they're running over a simple possum or, there's stories about, I want to go to Brandon first. I know that's not what you were thinking, Fat Boy, but Brandon, good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Fat Boy put a little bit of information here. This is what it says. You used to be a cop, and you hit a deer, and it totaled your car. Was it a police car?
It was. It was a brand new Chevy Impala. I was on route to a call. It was emergency traffic, lots of sirens, going about 60, 70 miles an hour, plowed right into this deer, and all I saw was a white fuzzy tail and feet coming towards the windshield, and I about needed to change my underwear.
Oh, man. Did you lift up? Well, it was coming toward your face, probably not. So,
in that one, it was more of a hunker down, because that thing got some serious air.
Yeah. is there a dash cam to see if this? You show it at the Christmas party?
No, there wasn't. At that time, that wasn't the big thing. It was that was just when tasers first came out.
Oh, okay.
So it was more of a, you know, big cities had it.
Yeah.
But the place that I was employed at that time, they didn't have that technology available.
Holy moly! And I can just imagine the slow motion of seeing that white tail and you know what underneath and the legs coming towards you. You just got to hunker down.
Yeah.
I would have ducked. I think for some reason I would have ducked.
What's the reaction?
Yeah.
Like I literally about put my head between my legs and kissed my butt goodbye.
And when they totaled the car, when they sold it at the auction, did they tell the trap house owner that it was used in a animal slaughter?
They didn't. But a couple of days after the wreck, I was asked if I wanted some of the meat, and I was just like, I think that's all enough of that.
Well, pick it out of the grill, buddy. Yeah. Thank you for your service, Brandon. Have a good morning, sir.
Oh, yeah, you too.
All right, take a look, guys.
Well, a bunch of people text in that possums also eat thousands of ticks per week.
So they do, sir.
So they're very good to have, fat boy. You're wrong as hell.
Was he talking about when he put his head between his legs, asked him if he wanted some of the meat? I hate possums. They're awful.
Why do you hate them? They eat
what
ticks.
What have they ever done
you
to
like
you?
You like everything.
I love animals.
I mean, they're my least favorite of wild animals.
I'll tell you, that when we get done with talking to some callers, I always mention this when we talk about anything hitting animals. The best animal hitting story of all time happened down around Beaufort. Happened in Yamasee. I'll get to it in a minute.
Oh, I don't know. A little bit of a tease from Jimmy Jackson.
My hometown.
Yeah.
Let's talk to OSP1 Tabby Cat. Good morning.
Good morning.
How it is?
Yeah, it's good. So the day before my high school graduation, I was going down a dirt road and a squirrel ran out in front of me. And I hit the brakes to dodge it, and I fishtailed, and I, like, flipped my car off into a creek bed. And I had to, like, crawl out and go find help.
You flipped your vehicle dodging a squirrel?
Yeah, my dad always made a joke that the squirrels went and high-fived afterwards, like on that commercial.
Oh, no.
Holy crap. You were okay, though?
Yeah. I was fine. I had, like, some cuts and gashes, and I had to, like, crawl up the embankment and whatnot, but I was good.
Oh, man. Well,
somebody passed the wreck and called 911, but I didn't have a phone, so, like, the ambulance, like, passed me going to find me because I was walking trying to get help.
Oh, my God.
I guess the moral of the story is your dad's not that funny.
He's not dead now, is he?
No, please say he's not.
My dad is dead, yes.
I'm sorry.
You jerk.
I'll take it back.
No, it's okay. He actually died in a motorcycle accident like 4 years ago.
Oh, I feel worse now.
Yeah.
Sorry for your loss.
Tabby Cat.
No, it's fine. He's super funny.
I'm punching Fat Boy in the face for you right now, Tabby Cat. Thank you. Have a good morning.
Thanks.
Actually, because of the virus, I'm just going to elbow him. I don't want to actually. What are they going to do about punching now?
Whoops.
Can you punch? Is that the.
No, it's elbow.
You should elbow only.
Yeah.
Or kick them. Like, you know, doctors shake hands with their feet now.
It's elbow well.
I wonder if Jethro's going to have to be wearing shoes now.
How's he going to stand?
He'll refuse.
Let's go to a man who, according to Fat Boy, may have the record of hitting the most animals. Let's go to P1 Damn Yankee. Good morning, Damn Yankee.
Good morning. How are you?
Well, sir. How are you, sir?
What did you do, broadside a chicken truck?
No. Last year, I was working the night shift, and I hit two different deer 2 hours apart with two different trucks.
Okay.
Christ a Mosey.
I was driving my semi at work, and there was a herd of deer off to the side, and one deer just came plowing through. And afterwards, I dropped my truck off, was going home in my truck, and this deer came out of nowhere and hit my own truck.
Oh, no.
Last time I hit a deer, it hit me. I didn't hit it. It ran into the side of my car.
Yeah, it ran right in front of my truck.
Wow.
Didn't even see it coming.
What are they?
Just out of nowhere.
Well, so that's two. I mean, so Fat Boy, you're saying the record for most in one day, maybe?
Yeah, I guess.
Not for all-time record. Okay.
Yeah, I didn't know you'd pick it apart.
Oh,
yeah.
No, I'm not picking it apart. Yeah. All right, Damn Yankee.
Yeah, not all-time record, but 2 hours, two apart.
That is impressive.
Well, it's like Fat Boy lost his virginity to two women in the same day.
I said women. I messed that up.
Damn Yankee, thank you, sir. Have a good morning.
All right, thank you. Have a good one.
He did air quote ladies when he said that. Do we got time for another one?
Yeah, he slides one in.
We'll go to P1 Juggalo. Good morning, Juggalo.
What's going on, guys?
Woo, woo. How are you?
Oh, driving through Norris.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry.
Go to Hungry House.
Where you headed? The Gathering? Is that where you're going?
No, I got to go pick up a girl and take her to Greenville.
Oh, okay.
They postponed the ICP shows coming around here. Moved back to October.
Aw.
Yeah.
Good Lord. Well, my Faygo will go bad by then.
No, it'll be fine. It'll still be sticky and messy.
Juggalo, tell us about an animal that you've hit.
Well, I was coming down, I can't remember the name of the road, but you turn off of East Darby and Reed School in between there.
Oh, yeah.
And I was in my ambulance because I do non-emergency medical transport.
Thank you.
I thought you just had an ambulance.
That would be awesome.
That would be awesome.
I had a deer run out and plow into the side of my ambulance, broke her neck, and shot a poop rainbow all over the side of my truck.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes.
Oh. Great.
You ran into the ambulance, broke her neck, and then say that again?
Shot a poop rainbow all over the back of my truck. All over the side.
God. Now, as a paramedic, you have to be a paramedic to drive the ambulance, right?
Not doing this.
Okay.
I've had a situation where I did work with some paramedics with Pickens County EMS while I was doing my EMT classes, and I worked a motorcycle versus box truck fatality, and that ruined my wanting to be an EMT.
I was just wondering, if you're an if you're an EMT driving an ambulance and you run over a deer, do you get out? Are you?
Call DOT.
What do you do?
The paramedic I had on board got out and slit his throat to make sure it was dead.
Oh, oh,
the deer.
Huh? I was like, don't take it so bad. It's okay.
Kamikaze? Oh, my gosh.
We're on a roll of despair this morning. Juggalo, thank you for your service.
That's tickling.
All right, tickling guys. God bless.
That's messed up, man. It's messed up.
He got out, slit his throat. I feel bad about taking his deer.
I don't even want to drive around here anymore. It's crazy.
See how good a paramedic you are.
Well, be careful out there.
I'm telling
you. You gotta. The story I was going to tell was one.
About Manasa.
Tamasi, somebody corrected me.
Sure.
Tamasi. Yeah, Yamasi, sorry.
Go ahead.
Up here it's Tamasi, down there it's Yamasi. But it's the same word with a different first letter.
You were right.
Anyway. You know Joel Silver, the movie producer?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, very aware.
Yeah, he did The Matrix and the Warriors. And since the 70s, he's been doing stuff.
Yeah, I said I know him.
Yeah. I'm telling people who don't, Fatbo.
Goodness.
Some people don't know him, Fatbo. Some people aren't geeks like us, Fatbo.
You're moving too fast for me this morning.
Yeah. So he has a big place down in Beaufort that was designed by Frank Lloyd Wright.
Oh, yes.
The architect.
The great architect.
You know him, Fat Boy?
Yeah, I know him.
He designed a couple homes in Greenville.
He did. One over off of North Main.
Uh-huh.
It's cool. It's kind of hidden.
Yeah.
But anyway, this dude had a pygmy hippo, weighs 400 to 500 pounds.
Oh, they're cute.
And it got loose, and some lady hit a hippopotamus with her car in South Carolina.
No.
You imagine that? Like, you hit something big with your car, and it turns out you just ran over a hippopotamus, and you're here.
God.
No way you could kill it. Not with a car.
No.
No, it's dead. It died.
The Rise Guys Morning Show. 93.3 The Platter.
Bob freaking Boatwright. A man who has a beard of excellence. Good morning, sir.
Hey, good morning to y'all.
You doing all right?
How y'all doing? Man, I feel like a million bucks.
That's good.
You sound good. You sound bright-eyed and bushy-tailed.
About 3 weeks before we'll get out.
Hey, you know it. You know it.
How long have you been in the business of storytelling by using your wonderful voice and guitar abilities?
Oh, man, since... back in the 90s, way back in the day. I started when I was a kid.
Oh, Lord.
12 or 13 years old or something. About 1995, I think.
Well, you grew up in a musical family, right, Bob?
Yeah, that's right. My daddy sings and plays little, and my granddaddy sings and plays, and most everybody else in my family tries to play some kind of instrument.
Okay.
Just about everybody plays something.
That's great. That's great. So, when you found out at 13 that you maybe had a talent and, what was the sound you were trying to emulate? Who did you go see in concert, likely at Ground Zero, and say, damn it, one day I want to be on there performing and getting this, you know, popping this crowd, getting people into what I'm doing? Who was the musical act you saw?
This is weird, but the Melvins, I don't know if y'all even listen to the Melvins or anything, but they were a big band back in the 90s. I guess they're still playing around. You know, like big influence on Nirvana and all those kind of guys.
Yeah,
and
they
I saw
were.
Them and, Athens at the 40 Watt.
Love
and
it.
I was probably
Jesus Christ.
15 or something.
Dang,
and I got
man.
To meet him. And then Mike Watt from the Minutemen and Firehose and all that. Mike Watt's probably one of my biggest influences. He played with the Stooges and Dinosaur Jr. too. He's played with a bunch of cats, but yeah. Great bass player. I met him real early when I was about 15 or 16. He was real inspirational to me. And then,
is it
40? Yeah, playing around Ground Zero and all that kind of thing.
Is 40 Watt Club still open?
Man, I don't know. I guess so. I haven't been to Athens in a while.
I haven't thought about that place in forever. When you said that, it threw me back to a certain time.
Yeah, I used to go there all the time. Yeah, in the 90s, that was where you went, man. That's, you know, there wasn't too much going on in upstate back then.
Yeah, I don't think it's as big a deal as it was, but it's still around.
I closed it down.
Once everybody gets off, Tiger King here, I think we need to do a Ground Zero documentary. Just to go in there and sit there and talk about the musicians have been in and out of those doors. We're talking about Corey Taylor and Stone Sour to Vanilla Ice. I saw Insane Clown Posse play there. One of the weirdest nights of my life.
Posse.
Posse. Yeah, don't get excited. Who else did I see play there? System of a Down?
Kid Rock. Good band.
Oh, yeah. Kid Rock played Ground Zero.
They had Slayer at Ground Zero.
Yeah.
Did you stay awake?
No, I didn't go to that one.
Okay. Yeah, boy, that place just...
Yeah, they've had tons of great people, and it's really good because you get to open for some big bands, and it's pretty, kind of easier if you're a up-and-comer to open for some big acts. I played with Unknown Henson up there one time. I don't know if y'all know who that is, but that was a great show.
Hell yeah.
That was an awesome show. That was a lot of fun.
That's a good fit, too.
I saw Unknown Henson at the former Handlebar.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I used to play the Handlebar a good bit, too. I've missed that place. That was a good spot.
Definitely.
Yeah, man.
Good times.
Boy, oh, boy.
Oh, yeah.
Bob Boatwright, what are you going to play for us today?
I'm going to play one of my songs, if that's all right with y'all.
Hell yeah,
it is.
I'm in a band called Gods of Mars, and we've been around for a long time, but this is one of our songs, and I play it when I play solo, too.
Gods of Mars, great band if you've never seen them.
Hey, thank you, man. I appreciate it. We've been through some weird lineup changes recently, but I think we kind of got it set up where we like it now, so sounds pretty good to me, at least. Sounds as good as us ever sounded. So,
you have the best Phonaroo connection by far so far.
Oh, yeah.
I've got the best what?
By doing this by phone, a lot of people, guys that are playing guitar, put the phone to their ear or they'll lay it down on a coffee table. Whatever you've got set up right now, it sounds great.
All right. Well, man, that's because I know everything that I'm doing.
We're going to send Paige over there to do headlines later. Sounds so good.
Hey, okay. I have a face for radio. It's all right. All right. I'm playing a song. I might throw it on the table a little bit, but I sing kind of loud. Here we go.
All right, here we go. Bob Boatwright.
Here we go, America. Here we go, America. Love you.
Hungry eagles with their mouths full of gold, tell it lies to the young and the old. The devil sits on his throne made of flame, but I've got nowhere to rest and no one knows my name. Let these redneck girls have taught you how to cry. This redneck bar has got you asking why. Am I just looking for a reason to lose? Looking for a reason to lose. When the sun goes down on this dirty little town, looking for a reason to lose. Everyone you love will surely turn to love. A while that you think you'd be better off with us. But everything you ask for is just the same. They were hungry demons, and they always knew your name. We are those redneck girls who taught you how to ride. This redneck town has got you asking why. Am I just looking for a reason to lose? Looking for a reason to lose. When the sun goes down on this dirty little town, looking for a reason to lose. Looking for a reason to lose. Am I just looking for looking for even blue.
Bob, freaking boat ride. Bob, I'd love to say the freaking. I'd love to say the other words to. In these trying times, yeah. They should allow it. That was really good.
Bob Boatwright's name is always in all caps, by the way.
Is it?
Bob Boatwright. Yeah. You just yell it.
It's a perfect name.
That's actually the proper form for it, yeah.
Bob Boatwright.
Perfect name? Thank you.
Yeah, appreciate I mean, it's y'all. A radio name. You could, like, host a variety show.
Do anything with Bob Boatwright.
Reverend Bob Boatwright?
Yep.
If it was boat wrong, nobody would want to have anything to do with me. You know?
No, the right makes it.
Uh-huh. Nobody likes a negative Nancy, you know what I mean?
Oh, you're absolutely right. Bob, how can what do you want to promote as far as your social media or a particular website, how folks can find your music, follow you, and then when the...
You know, I don't even know what I'm doing, man. I just hang out in Greenwood, and, you know, we do what we do. But hit me up on Facebook. I'm on Facebook. I don't really know how to work all that other stuff. I'm in the process of getting all my old... records kind of I've been recording stuff forever, so most of my stuff's analog. I recorded on 2-inch tape back in the day of the jam room and everything, and I'm still getting used to the new world, but
yeah,
I'll be back at Tribbles, I'm sure, as soon as he'll let me in the door, and then Ground Zero will be back there. We were supposed to play there pretty soon, and then everything got all shuffled around, so I know we'll be rescheduling something at one or both of those places as soon as possible. So
I feel like that when the executive order is laid out, damn.
Oh, I can't help it.
You can't see. You said you weren't going to do it when we had Bob on. There you go, to executive orders.
I was going to say that when the executive order is lifted, I would bet you the record for first bar open will go to Ken Tribble.
Probably.
He is a very motivated individual.
Well, you got to be. When you're a small business owner right now where your only lifeline is being open and able to serve good times, good music, and fun and everything, and you don't allow it, you got to be the first one to open up.
Yeah, and those guys, him and Mick and a lot of the other guys that run clubs around here, they're just, you know, they really care about music. They really like musicians and stuff, and they're really trying to help out, so... Yeah. I'm sure that everything will go pretty well, or, you know, we'll make sure it goes well, honestly. I mean, you know, ain't nothing to worry about.
Damn right.
You know, as long as we're still alive, we'll be doing what we do. So,
yes, sir.
I won't stop.
Bob,
being American, not an Americant, you know what I'm saying?
That's right. Yeah. Or the other one, too, I've seen.
Uh-oh.
Bob Boatwright, Gods of Mars, a rock and roller, it says on his biography on Instagram.
That's
a rock
damn
and roller.
Truth.
Bob, appreciate you, sir. I'm
Hey, we appreciate y'all. Thank you.
Send your address to Jimmy. I want to send you a goodie bag.
Oh, yeah, some stuff for that beautiful beard.
Oh.
Hey, yeah, that's good.
All right, my
what
friend.
What is it, some Dove, some Dawn soap like you put on the baby ducks?
Oh, no.
I haven't used Dawn
that's
soap
the good
in
stuff,
years.
Man. That's good stuff.
All right, Bob Boatwright, you have a good morning, my friend.
Hey, love y'all. God bless you. Have
All right.
a good one.
God bless you. Thank you.
Aw.
Right, because he blessed us?
That was sweet.
He's like a teddy bear.
I know.
He'll rip your arms off.
I like that guy.
Who will attack you with a guitar if you keep screaming Freebird during his set. I've seen it happen.
Well, certain times it calls for it. I'm glad you went to my daddy's funeral, though, I'll be honest.
Tell you what, if that cord was a foot longer, that dude wouldn't have a head no more.
You don't like it.
What, of the song?
Oh, yeah.
Well, anybody who's going out doing covers.
One night he took exception to a guy who kept yelling Freebird. A drunk guy kept yelling Freebird while he's playing. So they got into it talking trash, and Bob about took him out with a guitar, man. It was great. That dude's the best. I love Bob.
I love guitars.
Right? It's two words, guitar.
Yeah.
I'm going to beat you with my Fender.
I just want to call up and say that your show is a kick ass. Keep up the good work.
Carolina's number one morning show.
I don't know what I'd do without listening to y'all's show every day. I'd be bored as hell.
93.3 The Planet.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.